Justin Fluquissy joined by Coach David Boucher as we talk Royal Valley girls basketball, finishing the regular season 16 wins against just 4 losses and 3 games here since last time we've spoke. The loss at Sabetha, 44-33, but beat Hiawatha the next day Saturday in kind of a shootout, 64-54, and then grind out a tough one at Silver Lake last night, Coach, 44-41. Let's talk about the Sabetha game first. I mean, obviously that was a revenge type of game for Sabetha, and you struggled to score, something your team hasn't really done a whole lot of this season. What was kind of the takeaway or maybe the lesson learned from that game last Friday?
I think the major lesson is that Sabetha is just a heck of a team, and Coach Bauman does such a great job with his scout, and his kids executed very well, and they played pressure defense, and you know, when we catch the ball, we got to catch ready to shoot. We got to catch ready to play, and not be in machines and just be basketball players.
No double digit scores. I don't know if that had happened all season, but the good news is you bounce back, get a couple wins, and some confidence and momentum back. Boy, Saturday against Hiawatha, you obviously shot it well, but Hiawatha scored as well to keep that game pretty interesting for a little while, right?
Yeah, I mean, they keep getting better. You know, Coach Jasper and his staff. Do a great job, and they got dynamic scores, and they played hard and played well, and you know, any time we've talked about before, anytime we can get a win against a Big Seven school, home or away, doesn't matter, is a good win.
You get the win as well on Tuesday night at Silver Lake, of course, coaching against your former partner in crime and Kyle Porter now at Silver Lake, 44-41, another really exciting close game. And I guess I say that, but you haven't had a ton of close games, but this had to feel good to kind of find a way to really grind one out and make some plays down the stretch when you needed, right?
Yeah, I mean, we did a lot of good things last night. We discovered some things and keep getting better. And that's the point, I think, right, is you want to keep growing every opportunity you get, and this was the first game we won where we shot under 40%. Our defense and our rebounding. We've only shot under 40% 3 games, and we've that was really the first one we won. So it was exciting to play some strong defense and get up and get some rebounds and play within ourselves.
Well, and you had to battle back. I mean, you dug yourselves a pretty big hole at halftime and had to really claw your way back into that game in the third and fourth quarter to secure the win. So you feel like that's some momentum and confidence for these girls heading into your brutal sub-state next week?
I think so. You know, like the one thing I think I was the most proud at is there was no time in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, when we weren't playing the best, and when they were making their runs, and so on and so forth, that we looked like we had lost confidence. We looked like we were consistently locked in, playing the next possession for the next possession, and not worrying about the future, and not really letting the past get to us. We just kept playing, and I thought that was exciting to see. And I don't know. Sometimes we struggle with that. I think a lot of kids do when their confidence is shook and it's just a little bit. They kind of keep looking for ways to rebound and they let their pass get to them. So I was excited about that.
Final thought here as we look ahead to sub-states next week. I mean, we've known the teams that were going to be in it for a while, so it's no surprise the caliber of competition in this, but you're the number 3 seed with the record of 16-4 and face Marysville at home Monday night at 7 o'clock. What's your thoughts on Marysville, I guess, and this cupcake sub-state for you next week?
Yeah. Well, when you take the 5 best teams of the Big 7, you put them in, you put them in the same sub-state, that's always a challenge, and then you add Marysville at 9-9 is a high quality 6 seed, which is has the most wins of any 6 seed I think in the state of Kansas, and they're a strong team. They've got size, they've got guard play, they have athleticism, they get out and run in transition, and it's going to be a good game to watch, I think, and fun game to coach in.
Should be a phenomenal sub-state in general next week there in Sabetha. Hopefully you can win Monday and get there, Coach. Thanks for your time, and best of luck. Enjoy a little bit of practice time, actually, here this week heading into sub-state.
Yeah, we're going to enjoy that, I think. Thanks, Justin.
David Boucher, head coach of the Royal Valley Girls. We'll talk Panther Boys Hoops next with Coach Brown.